The Sound of My Heart to Your Beat, written by 94 Balls of Snapple, read by Coprime, rating, teen and up audiences, archive warning, no archive warnings apply, fandom, Daredevil TV, relationship, Matt Murdock / Foggy Nelson, additional tags, 5+1 things, pining, love confessions, point of view Matt Murdock, fluff. Summary: 5 times Matt said I love you to Foggy in his head, and 1 time Foggy said it out loud back. I love you, Matt thinks, for the first time in a very long time, barely a month after meeting Foggy Nelson. I think you're my best friend. Which is ridiculous and terrifying and probably too much too soon. So he keeps the words tucked inside himself and offers a simple thanks instead when Foggy hands him a steaming cup of coffee ordered just the way he likes it. Matt takes a sip and pretends that the warmth in his chest is just from the drink sliding down his throat. I love you, Matt thinks, wonderingly, in the middle of class their first year of law school, as Foggy lays out his argument like an architect. No, more solidly than that, like a mason. There's a brilliance, a definitiveness to him like this that's breathtaking, that stirs all the admiration and wonder left in Matt's heart. There really is no one quite like Foggy Nelson in the world, and Matt's lucky to know him. I love you, Matt thinks for the millionth time, chin resting on his fist as he listens to Foggy slosh beer everywhere while espousing the benefits of regular exposure to fluffy animals. He can feel the fondness in his own grin and doesn't even care. The feeling behind the thought has not changed or grown, not really, but blossomed, maybe. They're best friends. Matt admires Foggy's wit and charm and honesty and sheer love of life. The only difference is that Matt had, sometime in the stressful haze of 2L, come to the conclusion that actually he wanted to kiss other people in addition to women, and that he wanted to kiss Foggy in particular. He's never acted on it, doesn't even plan to, really. Can't make himself say the words, either romantic or platonic. But that's fine. He can leave words behind for now. It's enough to just bask in the warmth of Foggy's friendship, to know that he left a promising career at a powerful firm behind to come with Matt, and that he did it happily. Together, they're going to save the world. I love you, Matt thinks wildly, desperately, as Foggy's footsteps move towards the door. All his secrets but this one have been laid bare, and Foggy is leaving. He's leaving. Matt has to tell him. He has to. But all he can force from his mouth is Foggy's name. The footsteps falter, but don't stop. I love you, Matt thinks, as his fingers skim the warm metal of a sign that says Nelson and Murdock, attorneys at law, in raised letters. Out of all the people in Matt's life who have left him, Foggy is the first to come back. But the words still feel fragile. He doesn't speak them aloud. Instead, he turns back and smiles and says, avocados at law. It's pretty much the same thing. I love you, I love you, I love you, Matt thinks fiercely with every beat of Foggy's heart. Matt's own heart is thundering in his chest, and there's a cut on his lip that stings like a son of a bitch. Absently, Matt's tongue darts out to lick it, and the taste of copper fills his mouth. Foggy. I'm okay, promises Foggy. Look a little better than these guys do anyway. There's a pause. I am gesturing with my head at all this carnage because my arms are still tied to a chair, which is extremely cliche, by the way, and if these gentlemen weren't so out of it right now, I'd really take it up with. Matt nods, listening, but no longer really comprehending, as he kneels to untie the ropes binding Foggy to the creaky metal chair he's sitting on. Once Foggy's free, Matt has to just rest. He needs to rest. He leans his head against Foggy's thigh, feels the thrum of his best friend's pulse beating in his temple. I really am okay, Foggy says again. But he might not have been. if Matt had been too late, if he has to say it now because his fear of the words themselves, of intimacy and vulnerability and letting people close to him, is crowded out by his fear of never saying them, by the dizzying flood of adrenaline in his own veins. Foggy, I have to tell, but there's a lump in his throat and the words won't come out, they won't. A soft palm lifts Matt's head, curves gently against the side of his face. I know, Foggy tells him, warm and sure and kind. I love you too, Maddie. The end. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this work, please consider leaving a comment on the original work for the author.